Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Welcome, Army families, to Army Wife Talk Radio, the internet podcast designed specifically for you by the Army Wife Network Core Team. This is show number 562, and I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Grayson Knutson. Today is Monday, April 25th, 2016. We're glad to hang out here with us tonight.
It's going to be fun. On this episode, we're celebrating the month of the military child with special guest and Army brat, now all grown up, Courtney Mollio, who's giving us a glimpse of military life from the perspective of a former military child. We'll also have our Health Minute coming up a bit later in the show. If you're listening to our show live right now, join us over in our Twitter chat discussion that's taking place over there at twitter.com/Army Wife Network. Use hashtag Army Wife to participate. You can ask the guest questions, comment on the show, just have fun and join in the chat. The Core Team's hanging out there and would love to hear from you.
Tonight's show is brought to you by our Army Wives Talk Radio show sponsor, TDP MetLife. While defending our nation, you can protect your family's smiles and save with TRICARE Dental Program. Enroll today. You can learn more about it at www.metlife.com/TRICARE or call 1-855-MET-TDP-1.
So, Gracelyn, this is your first time co-hosting AWTR. So excited to have you on.
I'm a little freaked out just because I can't see everyone who I am literally speaking to. But hey,
it's a bit different, but it's sort of like having a phone conversation. So it'll be fun. I still get nervous because I, you know, stumble over my words and everything. But I think that's just human nature. And so we're here to have fun. And so, Grayson, what's been tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of what is going on in your Army wife world.
Well, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, I have a lot of things going on. Literally today, I will tell you that I got a phone call just before I had to leave my office saying, by the way, your son has a dentist appointment, and you know what? We can get him. We can actually see him right now. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. Oh. I was tracking Wednesday. Thank God. I literally called my husband, and so I said, I know you're super busy tonight. You're not supposed to be home until 7 o'clock, but you know what? I'm stuck in a bind. So he said, no worries. If you can drop him off, I'll pick him up. So thank God. But it's just been super, super busy, and I can thank my husband has been such a blessing. He actually just retired last month after 30 years of military service. So
I'm still
trying to adjust. Just because I'm so used to seeing him in his military uniform, and now I see him in suits. I mean, he's dressed up more than I am, and I'm a trainer for Family Readiness, and I have to get a little dressed up too, but he's in suits and ties and dress socks and loafers, and I'm like, oh my gosh, from boots to, dress shoes.
That's cool.
It's so real, you know, and I keep telling myself, I'm like, I think I'm going to withdrawals right now because, you know, I'm so used to seeing him in his uniform.
Right.
And
retirement's an adjustment for the entire family.
It is. Because now with the schedule, you know, it's great because I do a lot of traveling with my job. Last month I was in Missouri, And I can't thank him enough for his schedule that allowed him to be able to pick the kids up right after school. So, you know, it's great because, you know, he's more available now, but there are some long nights. So today he has some clients that he has to see. So it's just trying to figure out our schedule. But I'll tell you that the secret right now to that is we have a calendar called In Between. So I'm always, you know, I'm always on him saying, hey, hon, did you put it in your calendar? Did you put it in your calendar? Because it syncs to my calendar. And so at least this way he knows what's going on with me. He knows what's going on with the kids. I know when he's going to have a late meeting with some clients. So it's working out as far as for trying to know each other's schedule. Because when he was doing his military full-time job, I knew he was gone by, you know, he was out of the house by 7 and then home by 5. Mm-hmm. Now he's here in the morning. I'm like, dude, aren't you going to go to work? He's like, no, I'm going to work out. I'm going to go work out. And then I'm going to go to the office afterwards. I'm like, oh, okay.
So, wow. 30 years. That's awesome. Well, tell him thank you for 30 years of service and your family. 30 years. That's awesome.
Thank you for your service. And so we're finally starting a new chapter. Yes, that is true.
It's exciting, an exciting new chapter. That's cool. So what else has been? Boy, that you are busy.
Well,
so what else has been going on?
With him being home, I found out literally last week that his identity was stolen. And we're still trying to figure it out. It's really strange because as much as you try to take all these, you know, precautions and signing up, especially with the military, there was some coverage. I don't know exactly what the name of the particular company that was doing the monitoring, but we signed up for this company that was monitoring our credit and vice versa, but they didn't catch it. But my husband got a phone call late last week saying that, you know, verifying his social and all that, because I guess the person who stole his identity had got into a car accident. And so I guess there was some kind of claim that was going on with Progressive insurance. And so this whoever stole his identity opened up car insurance. And and got the car into a total wreck. And so I guess that's how my husband found out, was that Progressive called him. You know, and so he's now trying to work, you know, everything. But Progressive has been really nice to him, and they're trying to put together an investigation for him. So we're still waiting to hear what is our next step. But, you know, it could have been worse. I'm hoping it's not worse, but, you know, more to hear on that. It's really scary because, you know, as much as we try to tell, you know, our families, especially our military families, me working in family readiness, is we try to tell them, you know, security, make sure you're always checking your credit, you know. But you don't ever think that this is ever going to happen to you, you know, yourself. So,
right.
You know,
yeah, you never think it's going to happen to you. And it's amazing to me how easily just a little bit of information, and that's all the thieves need to steal your whole identity and parade around as you.
Right. Yeah, so we're crossing our fingers. So they said that they were going to let us know later this week what is the next step. So
thank goodness the thief got into a wreck.
Yeah. So
who knows how long it would have gone on without being discovered.
No, well, there was a few times that we've gotten phone calls from Progressive. So, and my husband kept saying, no, you got the wrong person, you got the wrong person. And so when we were talking, you know, about it, I said, hon, maybe it's because, you know, remember those few phone calls that we got from Progressive? They must have been related to this whole ordeal. So, you know, like I said, I mean, thank goodness we caught it. We caught it, and I don't know how early, but I believe they said that that car just got into the wreck. So the claim just started.
Wow. Oh,
yeah. And so that's kind of been going on. And last, I think it was maybe about 3 weeks ago, I hosted one of our family readiness courses with one of our Southern California brigades, and it's called the 224 Sustainment Brigade. They're based out of Long Beach here in California. And the brigade commander wanted to do an appreciation luncheon, since ours, actually, for the state of California was canceled last year. And so he wanted to do one very just for his volunteers. And so we hosted that, as well as we conducted a family readiness course, FRG training is what it was. But we had some special guests there. So I got to finally meet my second celebrity after PCSing from Hawaii in 2009 to Southern California, because that is one of the big things. It's every time when somebody hears that I live in Southern California, they automatically assume that I see stars everywhere I go. And being that I live 2 miles from Disneyland, they're like, who did you see? Who did you see? Who did you see? Or, you know, and stuff like that. But I literally finally met, like, shook hands, and I got to talk to this particular actress. So it's kind of fun. It's cool, you know. I mean, I'm not always out there and about, you know, checking out stars and stuff like that, but it's cool. I can finally put this actress on my bucket list. But I met, if you're familiar, I'm pretty sure you are, but The Simpsons. So it's the voice of Luna.
Cool.
Her name is Pamela Hayden. And you wouldn't think that looking at this lady or gal that she's the voice of Milhouse. And so she signed an autograph to me. Actually, I had it signed to my husband since, you know, I wanted something to put in his new office. And so she was talking to me about my husband and, you know, being a military spouse and all that. So she's the second actress I've met. And my first, believe it or not, was Arnold Schwarzenegger, because he was, of course, our governor.
Oh, fun.
He came to our base when he was not my brigade commander at that time, but he did, the new commander had taken over for the 40th Infantry Division, and he was there. He did a little drop-in, because when the California National Guard does something big, you know, a lot of our politicians here like to crash and sign proclamations and vice versa. And so Arnold came down, he shook my hand, and he talked to me for a little bit. And that was my first actor that I met. And that was in in late
2009. Wow. That's exciting.
Yeah. And then, of course, my little run-ins that I do when I'm at Disneyland. I see a few Disneyland, you know, the Disney stars and stuff like that. But, I haven't really met them all yet.
Awesome. So. Well, it's time for us to take a super quick break. And listeners, stay tuned. We'll be right back with our Hot Topics discussion.
Continue your education at an elite university committed to service members and their families. Drexel University offers active duty, veterans, and their family members a 10 to 40% tuition reduction for over 140 online degree programs. Get an inside look at what it's like to be part of the Drexel online community through a free digital test drive. Military family members will be able to experience online learning, explore student support services, and interact with Drexel faculty, staff, students, and alumni. Visit online.drexel.edu/family to sign up today.
If you're stationed away from home, how can your voice be heard? Get your absentee ballots on time wherever you are. Here's how. Go to fvap.gov and fill out your federal postcard application, or FPCA. Go to fvap.gov. Get started.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. we are Interactive Empowerment for Army Wives, a network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
A hot topic in MilSpouse News this evening, methodology, spouse employment snapshot. Companies provided information by responding to the Military Times Best Vets Employers 2016 survey, which included several questions related to military spouses. The employers were judged based on their spouse-related culture, policies, and recruiting, while also giving slight consideration to their veteran policies. Not everything listed on the chart was considered in the evaluation of companies, and several items were not listed. Not listed were considered. The companies with the best responses are designated with a diamond symbol on the chart compiled by Military Times. Areas judged and included on the chart are employees and new hires for 2015, hiring, which indicates whether a company was hiring or had plans to do so, military spouse employment partnership, indicates whether a company is affiliated with this program. Transfer accommodations rates the policies a company has for employees who have to move because of a spouse's orders. Best rating for the survey is 4 stars. You can find the chart of companies judged in this survey and read more about it at armytimes.com. Look for the story methodology spouse employment snapshot. We'll also be posting a link in our Twitter feed for you this evening. Gracelyn?
Oh, yes. And I do apologize. So what's hot on Army Wives Network this week? Army Wives Network experienced blogger Sarah Ann is a former soldier turned Army wife. Sarah Ann served 4 years as an Army cook, which included two tours in the Middle East. In her latest blog, 10 years ago, a woman veteran, Sarah Ann takes a look back at her time spent in the military, why it was one of the best decisions she ever made. She also tells us why she made the decision to leave the military, sharing her perspective on being non-traditional Army spouse through the lens of a veteran. Insightful post. http://. Oh, sorry.
No, that's okay. I got ahead of myself. Yeah, you can find that at armywifenetwork.com. 10 years ago, a woman veteran. That is a good read. So that I was intrigued by that. And hot on our Pinterest page this evening, 5 financial pre-deployment tips. In the midst of packing bags and saying goodbye during your spouse's pre-deployment, emotions are running pretty high, and it's difficult to make time for the grocery store, much less worry about organizing your finances for the next few months or years. However, it's imperative to have this conversation with your spouse before they leave, especially if you'll be handling paying the bills. You can find this pin and read more on the Army Wife Network Pinterest page, pinned to our household six board, and we'll be posting a link to that in our Twitter feed for you as well.
But that's not the least. It's the public service announcement time. Do you or your business have a military-related TSA? We limit one per show. We ask for them 10 days in advance to army@armywifenetwork.com. Scholarship applications for the 2016 to 2017 academic year will be accepted until 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on 1 May 2016, less than a week away. Army Emergency Relief maintains 2 scholarship programs, the Spouse Education Assistance Program and the Major General James Orsano Scholarship Program for the Dependent Children. Both scholarships provide financial assistance for students who are pursuing their undergraduate degree. The Major General James Orsano Scholarship Program is a need-based scholarship program established to assist children of Army soldiers in obtaining their first undergraduate degree. Applicants must reapply each year and may receive assistance for up to 4 academic years as long as they meet the eligibility criteria explained in the document below. The award amounts vary each year based on the number of applicants, total approved scholarship budget, and the average cost of attendance to attend a college or university in the United States as provided by the College Board. For 2015 to 2016, the Major General James Orsano Awards range from $500 to $3,300. The Spouse Education Assistance Program is a need-based scholarship program established to assist spouses of Army soldiers in obtaining their first undergraduate degree. Applicants must apply each year and may receive assistance for up to 4 academic years of full-time study or 8 academic years of part-time study if they meet the eligibility criteria explained in the document below. The award amounts vary each year based on the number of applicants, total approved scholarship budget, average cost of attendance to attend a college or university in the United States is provided by the College Board. For 2015 to 2016, the spouse awards ranged from $500 to $2,200. Don't wait to apply. The May 1st deadline is a week away. To learn more and to download your scholarship applicants, visit http://www.aerhq.org/dnn563/scholarships.asps. This is it for our PSA. Coming up after these quick commercial announcements is Army Wives Network's News 6 Gen, bringing you the need to know stories. We'll be right back.
While defending our nation, your active duty service member can protect their family's smiles with the TRICARE Dental Program, TDP. It's dental protection that's deserved. This dedicated military service entitles spouses and/or children and members of the National Guard or Reserve to receive comprehensive dental coverage. But don't forget, TRICARE Dental coverage requires enrollment. TRICARE medical program options do not include TRICARE dental coverage. Call 1-855-MET-TDP1 or visit us online at tricare.mil/TDP.
The Breastfeeding Shop is an authorized TRICARE provider for breast pumps and accessories, shipping to all of the USA and worldwide for TRICARE. The Breastfeeding Shop specializes in helping the military moms get the best breast pump possible and prides themselves in providing the best customer service possible, as well as a very quick turnaround time. Check out their easy-to-use online ordering form on their website at www.thebreastfeedingshop.com or call toll-free 866-255-6779. Also visit the Breastfeeding Shop on Facebook and check out the rave reviews from other moms at facebook.com/thebreastfeedingshop.
Are you looking to reach military families worldwide? Do you have a product or service to offer our listeners? Advertise with the Army Wife Network. AWN has many advertising options specifically designed to reach our military families. Visit armywifenetwork.com for details.
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your new 6th Gen, bringing you all your need-to-know news. President Obama will likely soon release the secret pages from the 9/11 report to the public. The Obama administration will likely soon release at least part of the 28-page secret chapter from a congressional inquiry into 9/11 that may shed light on possible Saudi connections to the attackers. The documents, kept in a secure room in the basement of the Capitol, contain information from the joint congressional inquiry into specific sources of foreign support for some of the September 11th hijackers while they were in the United States. Bob Graham, who was co-chairman of the bipartisan panel, and others say the documents point suspicion at the Saudis. The former senator says an administration official told him that intelligence officials will decide in the next several weeks whether to release at least part of the document. Tim Romer, who was a member of both the Joint Congressional Inquiry as well as the 9/11 Commission and has read the secret chapter 3 times, described the 28 pages as a preliminary police report. There were clues, there were allegations, there were witness reports, there was evidence about the hijackers, about people they met with, all kinds of different things that the 9/11 Commission was then tasked with reviewing and investigating, the former congressman said Friday. A bill directing the president to release the 28-page chapter was introduced in the Senate, and nearly 36 Republicans and Democrats in the House are backing a similar resolution. Ben Rhodes, President Obama's deputy national security advisor, said Obama asked National Intelligence Director James Clapper to review the papers for possible declassification. Higher fees and other changes set to be made to TRICARE have been delayed. Broad changes could be coming to TRICARE and the military health system under legislation being drafted by the House Armed Services Committee. But active duty personnel and current retirees wouldn't see the immediate hits to their wallets that were proposed earlier this year in the Pentagon's fiscal 2017 budget. Under draft legislation to be revealed Monday, House lawmakers will propose to overhaul the military health system and TRICARE health plans to maintain the medical readiness of the force, now and in the future, according to HASC staff. Those changes include reorganizing multiple TRICARE programs into 2 options, the existing TRICARE Prime program and TRICARE Preferred, a network care option similar to TRICARE Standard. The current fee structure would remain in place but could change in 2020 if the Defense Department meets certain standards for patient access and care. If the criteria is met, retirees using TRICARE Preferred would start paying an annual enrollment fee, $100 for an individual and $200 for a family. Those on TRICARE Prime would continue to pay the COLA-based enrollment fee. Under the HASC proposal, all personnel now serving or who will retire before January 1, 2018, will elect to use TRICARE Prime or TRICARE Preferred and will pay the current fee structure with enrollment fees adjusted to the cost of living. Anyone enlisting after January 1, 2018 would pay an annual fee, including the active duty member, of either $180 for an individual or $360 for a family for TRICARE Prime, or $300 for an individual and $600 for a family for TRICARE Preferred. Another change also would be implemented for new users in 2018. They would pay set amounts for primary and specialty care visits under TRICARE Preferred, instead of the 20% or 25% rate currently used. Beneficiaries who use TRICARE Reserve Select, TRICARE Retired Reserve, or TRICARE Young Adult would be moved into the TRICARE Preferred umbrella, which would allow patients to see a network provider at a lower cost or go out of network without a referral. Changes are coming in the way commissaries do business. House lawmakers have proposed commissary reforms that would increase prices on some products in order to reduce the amount of taxpayer dollars used to run the commissaries. Currently, the $1.4 billion annual budget allows commissaries to sell items at cost, plus a 5% surcharge that pays for renovation and construction. Officials and industry representatives are also working to address issues in the supply pipeline that might affect getting products on the shelves, including helping the shelf stockers, contracted by industry members, do their job more efficiently. Other key topics were the longstanding need to get the word out to patrons about savings and finding ways to save shoppers even more money. Industry representatives put their heads together with Defense Commissary Agency officials to come up with ways to improve the benefits for shoppers, including increasing the number of multiplier sales, such as buy two for $10, better communicate savings to customers by simplifying disruptive store signage, or create deals that bundle like products together. Industry members suggested moving to the agency's previous Never Out program for certain fast-selling items so that there was at least a one-day supply in the back rooms in case the shelves were empty a few hours after being stocked. Another suggestion was to include more organic and gluten-free items for sale within the commissaries. That's all the news for this week. Stay tuned to Army Wife Network's Twitter feed and Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your new 6th Gen, running out.
Operation In Touch offers special savings, coupons, and editorial content tailored to the lives of our active military families, providing useful beauty tips and recipes, as well as news and ongoing promotions. Operation In Touch is sponsored by Unilever and its brands, serving as a resource for American military families who serve this nation each and every day. As a member of Operation In Touch, you'll receive exclusive offers and savings on Unilever products you know and love. Registration is easy and free. Simply visit OperationInTouch.com to sign up today. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry, AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website www.armywifenetwork.com or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Crystal Niehoff.
And I'm your co-host, Grayson Knudsen. Tonight we have with us Courtney Meglio. Courtney is a proud Army brat. Her father, Lieutenant Colonel Stephen Meglio, serves as the chaplain at Fort Huachuca, Arizona. For Courtney, sports, singing, and friends has always been a huge part of her life due to her outgoing, talkative personality, although she admits frequent military moves made making and keeping friends difficult. However, Courtney used her love of sports and music to stay active and meet new people. During her high school career, Courtney served as captain of her soccer team, was extensively involved in the school music program, voted class vice president, and a member of the Homecoming Corps. As a sophomore, she had an internship at the Wounded Warrior Foundation at Fort Sill, Oklahoma. Courtney says that was an amazing experience because she realized that our soldiers have so much to deal with, and sometimes all they need is someone to talk and listen to them.
Courtney Meglio is a native Texan who has been trying to find her way back ever since the military moved their family to Europe when she was just a toddler. Courtney has finally accomplished that goal by returning to Texas after high school graduation to attend the University of Mary Hardin Baylor, Go Crew, where she's majoring in psychology and minoring in sociology. Courtney is a member of the National Psychology Honors Society and has been on the Dean's Honor Roll at UMHB for 2 out of 3 semesters. Diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at the tender age of 4, Courtney also has the distinction of being a Verplank Scholar, named for pro golfer Scott Verplank, also a type 1 diabetic himself, who set up the scholarship program in an effort to support college students who were type 1 diabetics in the furthering of their education. Welcome to the show, Courtney. I'm so excited to have you here.
Hello, hello. Hey, y'all. I have to apologize. I say y'all a lot. So if it doesn't fit in the context, just go with it. It's okay.
Well, I hope we pared that down so that you still, you know, put it together well enough so scribe who you are. I personally know you, and you're an awesome gal. Yes.
Thank you.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and where you're calling from.
Well, I'm actually at UMHB right now in my apartment, sitting on my bed, doing nothing but talking to y'all. I don't know, some things about myself. I obviously love to sing. I mean, I feel like y'all described it perfectly. Like, I love singing. It's a big part of my life because I feel like I can show others the Lord through my singing. My favorite color is pink, and I have a Yorkie. Her name is Lulu.
Awesome. And your father is serving in the military, or he served in the Army when you were born, and so you grew up in the military. Tell us a bit about your family and what that was like growing up in the military.
Well, I have an older brother, Caleb, and he's 30. And, or 30, I feel like that's a big step for him. Anyways, and he was my only other sibling, so it's kind of always felt like I was the youngest, which I am, or an only child. But I feel like I definitely learned, like, respect for others through the military because my dad just always told me, like, no, like, no matter what, like, no matter if you disagree with them or anything, like, if they're older than you, like, they have, like, superiority over you. So I definitely learned, like, how to respect people and just how to, like, live life on the go because I never knew, like, oh, is dad leaving or like if we're moving, like it was always just in a split second everything could change, so but I definitely liked it. It was fun.
So now you're very close to your father, right, Courtney?
Of course.
Was your father
ever deployed? So for my brother, my dad was deployed when he was in, like, high school. But for me, my dad was deployed when I was a toddler and, like, when I was in elementary school. So I think he deployed, like, 6 or 7 times when I was younger. And so I feel like I kind of missed out on a lot of things when I was little. Like, he missed out on a lot of, like, birthdays. Like, when I was, like, 2 and 3, but, like, right. We're super close. I don't know if that had an impact on our relationship now, because literally we are the same person. Like, our laugh is the same. Like, my mom hates taking us to the grocery store. Like, we can't go to the grocery store together because me and my dad will just mess with each other down every single aisle. And my mom's like, all right, like, who's going with me today? Because we can't take both of y'all because you embarrass me and you act like crazy people. But, I mean, me and my dad have always been close, but, yeah.
Tell us, how did your parents help you cope with the long separations?
I mean, I feel like my mom... Like, I love my mom. I think she is one of the strongest women, like, I have ever met. She has always made sure that even when my dad left, like, we would still have family dinners. Like, that's a tradition that we do in my family. Like, whenever we're all home, like, we'll eat at the dinner table and we'll have no phones. And so, like, even when my dad left, and it was, like, she was struggling, and, like, you could tell that she was stressed. Like, we still did dinner. Like, we still had it at the table. Like, we all made sure that we talked at the end of the day and, like, talked about our day to make sure that we still stayed close, which that helped me a lot. Because I know sometimes when my dad left, obviously I was sad, and I didn't really understand what was going on sometimes. So I feel like... Our talks at the dinner table, like, definitely made me feel like, oh, like, I'm not alone. Like, my mom does understand stuff like that.
Now, did your mom do you know, we hear about countdown chains or did you do other things to stay connected with your dad while he was deployed, like Skype or anything like that?
I don't think we did Skype. Like, we had phone calls probably, like, monthly or maybe, like, every other month. Like, it wasn't all the time, which I kind of think that's good because I got to look forward to it. So it wasn't
right.
something that I got used to. You know, does that make sense? So, like, if my mom
oh,
would
exactly.
tell me, oh, like, he's going to call this month or he's not going to call this month. Like, it was something that I could look forward to. And she also did the, like, countdown to when my dad came home. And we would make signs and, like, we would make a cake. And I would try to decorate it. And I was, like, 4, so it was terrible. And everybody told me it was great. So I was like, yeah, it's awesome. And then my dad was like, yeah, it's great. And, like, it probably was the worst thing ever. But my little head was like, yeah, this is awesome. And that's probably why my parents think I'm such a princess right now, because they just built me up so much when I was little.
I think that that's important, too, in building a child's self-esteem, you know, and their confidence. Because
yeah.
you, knowing you personally, you ooze confidence. Not in a bad way. I mean, in a way that is draws people to you, you know. And it
yeah.
gave me such a positive perspective on military children, because I watched you. You were one of the first ones I met when I joined my husband at my first duty station with him. And I saw that you were outgoing, and I had been all worried that my kids would be negatively affected, but I saw that you were outgoing, and you always had a positive outlook and a smile on your face and never met a stranger and were easy to talk to. So I think you're kudos
oh,
to your
thank
parents.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That will make them so happy. That just made their whole life, probably. I guess one thing that's really, like, important to me is, like, even if you're going through, like, a bad situation, you feel like that you don't have anyone there for you, like, there's always something good to take away from it. Like, even if it
right.
seems super terrible, like, that's just has become so true to me in college. Like, as I've gone away from home, like, I've just realized, you know, like, not a lot of people are, like, being a psychology major, like, not a lot of people come from the same family that I come from. Like, I'm blessed with my family. And so
right.
I've just learned, like, oh, like, you just have to look for the good in every situation, like, even
mm-hmm.
even if you can't find it, like,
mm-hmm.
there is good.
Right.
So
we call that hunt the good stuff.
Now, Courtney, I did want to ask you, I know it's a little bit off script, but you brought up college life. Do you feel that being growing up in the military helped you adjust to college life or hindered?
I think that it helped me because, I mean, of course, so I'm a sophomore this year, but last year when I moved away from my parents, they were like 18 hours away from me, and that was like a big step for me. But then I kind of just thought about it like, my dad, because I've looked up to my dad, like, ever since I was little, like, I want to be like him, and so
yeah.
I just thought of it as, like, just think about when dad got deployed, like, that he had to be far away from you, and that you're doing good, just like dad did good, but you're going off and trying to find your career, and my mom, she gave me this sign, and I look at it every day. So, and it says, put on your big girl panties and deal with it. And so I'm just like, you know what? Even though I'm away from my family, like, I can do it. Like, the Army lifestyle, like, you can just put your big girl panties on and do whatever you need to do. So, I think the Army has definitely helped me, you know, stay focused on my studies and just know that in the long run that everything will work out. So,
Right.
So, Courtney, what negative aspects were there for you of growing up in the military? Any negatives or any positives?
Negative. I mean, some negative things are like when I've moved to so many places. Like, I once moved to a small town, and you kind of feel like an outsider because you haven't grown up. Like, you haven't grown up with them. They don't know you, like, since you were born. Mm-hmm. And so,
right.
I mean, you kind of feel like an outsider. And then you'll try to, like, break in and, like, explain stuff, like, about your life and about the military. And, like, some people, like, that's just the reality. Some people, like, aren't going to accept that because they just think, like, no, this is how it's been. Like, this is how it's always been my whole life. So, like, why is that different? But, I mean, sometimes you'll be an outsider, but, I mean, I just use sports, and I'm a very sociable person, so, like, I can make friends very easily, and that was, like, really scary for me. I feel like that's scary for every, like, military kid, like, to make friends. I was like,
scary for military spouses.
I'm not going to make friends.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Everybody's going to hate me, and my mom's like, stop, like, you're so dramatic. I was like, but they're not going to like me.
So what were the positive aspects you feel?
I mean, I love traveling anyways. And so I think that I really liked just getting exposed to new cultures and, like, new people. Because I love learning about, like, right now I'm taking a class at school, and it talks about, like, all the different cultures and how, like, our society might seem, like, kind of weird to, like, other people. And so I loved, like, going and seeing new things and seeing how, like, the way I live is different from other people, if that makes sense. Like, I just love culture.
Right.
So I just think it's fun. So you said California. And I was like, take me to Disney, let's go, like, get some Mexican food, like, let's go.
Let's go. I'll take you.
Like, I will take you up on that offer. Like, I will come to your house and we will go to Disney.
Oh, you'd love it.
Graceland, she's not kidding.
That's
but you
will
have the time of your life. You'll have the time of your life. But we do have to take a quick break. So, Courtney, stay on the line with us. Listeners, do you have a question for Courtney or a comment about the show? Hop on over to our Twitter chat tonight at twitter.com/ArmyWifeNetwork. Be sure to use hashtag ArmyWife to participate. When we come back, we'll talk some more with Courtney, and she'll tell us a bit more about military life and some of the challenges that she's met and how she's met that. So we'll be right back in just a moment.
Are you looking for a new career but don't qualify for MyCAA funding? CareerStep can help. They have partnerships, scholarships, and other funding sources that provide military service members, veterans, spouses, and other family members with career training programs for as little as $180. CareerStep's flexible online programs allow you to complete your coursework at your own pace when it fits your schedule. Choose from a number of in-demand careers like pharmacy technician or medical coding and billing. Visit careerstep.com/military to learn more today.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abdullah on behalf of the Army Surgeon General, and this is your Army Medicine Rethink, Reset, Renew Health Minute. Celebrating children of military families is easy. We would like to honor the month of the military child by recognizing that raising healthy children is a great responsibility and you don't have to do it alone. Army Medicine has so many resources for you, and we also know the small changes to your daily routines can have a large impact on your health and the health of your children. We encourage you to rethink one thing you can do differently regarding your family's health. Set a goal together as a family and then go for it. When you accomplish that goal and feel renewed, start the process all over again. Did you know that science supports the benefits of regular sleep and bedtime routines and getting outside to play and exercise? Additionally, serving a variety of healthy foods and snacks and drinking water go a long way to better health, school performance, and happiness. Sleep is also linked with making better food choices, happier emotions, and better grades. And encourage your children to get out and play. Routine physical activity also helps children get better, more regular sleep. Remember, small changes make a big difference. And for more information on sleep, activity, and nutrition, visit www.armymedicine.mil. Army Medicine is serving to heal and honor to serve.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
Welcome back to the show. Tonight we're saluting our military children and talking with Army brat, now all grown up, Courtney Mollio. She's been sharing with us about her family and some of the challenges she faced as a military child. Courtney, as an Army family, your family PCS several times, and we kind of discussed that. How many times did your family move when you were young?
I think about 8 or 9 times. Which is a lot. We've been everywhere.
So what was it like for you as a child to move around? So, Courtney, what was it like for you to, as a child, to move around so much?
I mean, it was fun, but I feel like I was confused because I was real young. And so I was kind of like, well, why are we moving? Like, didn't we just move? Like, didn't we just move last year? Like, why are we moving again? But, I mean, I feel like it was fun because I got raised around, like, I'm very open-minded, and I got raised around, like, a bunch of different cultures, kind of like I said earlier. And so when I was younger, I was exposed to that. So as I grew up, like, it made more sense to me, like, oh, like, you do this and this, and, like, your lifestyle is like this, but mine is like this. And so I'm definitely thankful for moving around, even though I thought I wasn't going to make any friends, which is kind of ironic, I guess. But
right. So what was your favorite duty station? Oh, I'm sorry. What was your favorite duty station that you were at?
Well, besides Texas, I think my favorite was when we were in Europe. We were in Germany. And, like, I was maybe like 5 or 6, but like I can remember certain things. Like I remember how beautiful it was, and like I think that was my favorite one because I feel like everybody was so friendly. Because like over there, like the German people, like people would just give me stuff like randomly. Like they would just give me teddy bears, and like I think that's why I liked it so much, because I was getting stuff. But it was fun to be over there and just to like learn new things. Like my mom told me that I used to speak fluent German, and then I lost it all and I got so mad. But my mom said that like that was my favorite thing to do, was to go, like I would wake up every morning and be like, I get to take German today and like go to school. Like that was what I looked forward to. And so I'm kind of upset that I can't speak it anymore, but I mean, it was fun to go over there and talk to people and learn their culture, I guess.
So, Courtney, you were diagnosed as a child with type 1 diabetes when you were 4.
I was.
So what was it like growing up in the Army life with that medical condition?
I mean, it was definitely kind of a struggle because my brother was diagnosed when he was about 13. So, I mean, my family, like, everybody had kind of been watching me.
Uh-huh.
And so my mom, like, our family kind of had already adjusted to, like, oh, well, this is what we have to do for. Obviously, because I was 4. And so it definitely, like, makes it hard because, like, I have a friend here at school, and she's – her hometown is, like, Bernie, Texas, where for a real long time. And so she has had the same doctor her whole, like, her whole time while she had diabetes. And, like, for me, it's hard because, like, when you move, then you have to get a different doctor because, obviously, like, you're not going to be able to go to the same person. And that's kind of hard because, like, they don't really understand your case. And so it takes a lot of time to adjust to that. And then when, like, once they finally understand, oh, you got to move again. You know, so, I mean, I feel like that,
right,
that was kind of a drawback. But, like, my family, like, my brother, my mom, and my dad, like, they all kind of rallied around me. And we just figured out, like, we're one diabetic family that we all know what we all need to do. And we get everything done, so.
Right.
Now, Courtney, what advice would you give to military parents to help their children cope with life as a military child, or to even cope with some of the challenges you've had with a special need like diabetes or, you know, some other medical condition?
I know for me that my mom, like, she's so, like, she was so on top of it and just wanted to make sure that we all stay together, that sometimes I wish I could just have, like, my time, like, just quiet time, like, just for Courtney, like, I'll be okay, I'm just going to be in my room. So, like, I feel like that a lot of military parents, at least that I've been with, like, they've always wanted the family, like, let's all be close together, like, all the time, 24/7, like, I feel like sometimes people don't know, like, oh, well, she needs to just go, like, have quiet time, because I feel like that's important, because I know that even though I could talk all day, like, talk up a storm, like, at the end of the day, I go in my apartment to my room, and I, like, read a book, or I, like, put my headphones in and listen to music, and, like, I feel like that's important, because even though, like, being in the military, we all support each other and we all kind of have our family and we all have people,
right,
who we know everywhere. Like, sometimes you just need that time to be like, okay, like, everything's going to be okay. Like, this is who I am and I can get through this. So I feel like that would be the advice that I give. Like, just let your kids have and just find who they are.
Right. Right.
So.
Now, I've got to ask, do you have a humorous story, something that makes you smile from your life as an Army?
yes. Oh, this is a question for my mom. Like, you should get her on the phone. Like, she will tell you stories forever. But I think one story that my mom told me when I was younger, like, we were at, so that's like 20 minutes from where I'm at, and my dad was the pastor of the New Post Chapel, I think,
mm-hmm.
And I was, like, little. I was maybe, like, 3, and Earl and Doris, they're, like, my grandparents, they were watching me because my mom played the piano and my dad was a priest. And so usually money to put in the offering bucket, and, like, that was my job. Like, I knew every Sunday, like, I got to put money in the big bucket that the guy passed around. And that was what I was supposed to do. That was my duty. And so for some reason, like, that Sunday, like, they didn't give me any money. And so the bucket comes around, and I legit grabbed money out of the bucket and ran down the aisle. And, like, they could not believe that I did that. And so they, like, were chasing me, and, like, my brother was chasing me. And every time they'd almost get me, like, I'd duck under the, like, the chairs. And so, like and I'd weave in and out of the aisles. And I was, like, nobody could catch me. It was, oh, gosh. And that perfectly describes my personality. Like, that's, like, if I feel like I need to live up the mood, Like, I definitely will, but I feel like that's a funny story because it just describes how sassy I can be.
I mean,
it happened, like, it was embedded in me when I was 3. Like, I can't do anything about it.
No, dumb moment. So quickly,
I know, my mom was like, why are you embarrassing me? But I mean, it's okay.
So Courtney, now that you're an adult, tell us about what you're doing nowadays.
So, I am currently living in Belton, Texas, and I'm studying at University of Mary Harden Baylor. And I'm a psychology major, and what I want to do is become a marriage and family therapist and somehow, like, work with military families in some way. Because I feel like...
Awesome. Did we lose her?
Every, like... Can you hear me? Hello?
Now I can hear you.
Oh, you can hear me? Oh, no.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Cutting in and out just a tad.
Yeah.
So you're
going to
school to be a marriage and family, with the goal to be a marriage and family therapist, and you're living in Belton, Texas.
Yeah.
Awesome.
But,
well, Courtney, thank you so much for...
Can you hear me?
Thank you for taking time out of your busy college life to share your story with us this evening.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
it
so
was
glad
so
you
great
got to come on.
To talk to y'all.
Thank
and
you.
We're in the same area, so we really need to get together sometime for coffee.
Of course. Of course. I love coffee. Awesome. Starbucks is my favorite, so of course.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great evening.
Oh, thank
Bye,
you.
Courtney.
You too. Bye.
Bye. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning in. We recognize our military children serve too, and hope that Courtney's story both inspired you and gave you some insight into what our military children experience. Be sure to join us next week, May 2nd, on the show. We're featuring Joanna Golden-Knoll of Joe My Gosh, I love saying that, to talk about her new book, The Modern Mill Spouse. It's going to be a great show, so you don't want to miss it.
And in the meantime, join us on www.armywifenetwork.com to stay connected to resources, information, expert columnists, and share the journey with many of our experienced contributors. Or follow along on our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram.
Interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. This is Army Wife Network core team signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.